Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. It's Sister Judith again, and this is Friday, the last day of the week, and we're going to share some further understanding and revelation truth from the Word of God on the message Perfect in Heart. And this is all coming out of a single verse of Scripture found in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 48, the words of Jesus, where He said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." And we're going to continue on next week, and as long as the Lord would have, so we can relatively thoroughly look at this subject and what is Jesus asking of us. And so I pray that you will be not only blessed, but that you'll be able to listen to the broadcasts. We're heard every night at this same time. But should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. So we're talking about what perfection means. We're going to be looking at some scriptural examples of it. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Christians today, a lot of nominal Christians sitting in churches. They think, when they think of Jesus as an historical figure, they willingly acknowledge His divinity, but they really don't consider His humanity. They put Jesus in a different category than themselves. We are physically just like Jesus. I want you to think about that. He became like His brethren, and in all points as we, He was tested and tempted, yet without sin. And so often, I know when I was first introduced to Christianity as a child, well, it was normal. It was obvious. It was no problem that Jesus did all the miracles He did, because He was the Son of God. Well, of course He was. But He was also the Son of Man. He referred to Himself frequently as that. And He did the works that He did as a man, physical, perfect man, empowered by the Holy Spirit. He did no great miracles until He was baptized of John. The Holy Spirit came upon Him visibly as a dove, and then He was driven into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, tested by the devil 40 days and 40 nights. Then He began His public ministry. He did what He did by the empowering of the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, it would be totally unreasonable for Jesus to say, "And the same works that I do, even greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father." Why did He have to go to His Father? As He said, so the Holy Ghost could come. And so, beloved, this is a high calling we have been given, and I don't believe any of us, I don't care how long, how sincere, how fervent, how zealous you are for the Lord, we've not fully come into our inheritance, into our full revelation and understanding of who Jesus is. And I don't know that we ever will. We'll take all of eternity, which has no end. That's the very nature of eternity. And so we have to understand that our bodies are like Jesus. Jesus was made in all points as His brethren. And, you know, no wonder we have so many spiritually frustrated Christians if way down deep in their heart they feel that they can never attain the stature of Christ. Think about that. That's why it's one of my favorite scriptures. I keep quoting Ephesians, you know, God gave fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the why? Ministry was given, the ascension gift ministries, to develop God's people, to develop the saints of God. But if they feel they can never, unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, even unto the stature of Christ Jesus, that's what that says. So if they don't feel that they can ever attain to that, how can we possibly expect to do the works that Jesus did? Well, because of our unbelief. But hear what John says, that dear man of God, he had such a revelation of the heart of God, did he not? As revealed in the uniqueness of his gospel, as he wrote through the epistles and, of course, through that marvelous book, the book of Revelation, John 1 and 12, he declared, "But as many as received him," received who? Received Jesus, "to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." He gave power. How did he give power? Through the power of the Holy Spirit to mortify the deeds of the body, not only to live in the Spirit, but to enable us to walk in the Spirit, our day-to-day, mundane, ordinary lives. He has called us to greatness. He really, truly has, beloved. It doesn't matter your station in life, your education, what you do, how old you are, how young you are. God has a purpose, as I frequently want to say, in every season of your life. There is never a time that you're indispensable or of no use. And if some of you are feeling that way right now, you've been maybe confined, you've gone through an extensive sickness, that I rebuke that lie in Jesus' name. God has a purpose for your life. It doesn't matter what others think, their opinion of you, or even your opinion of yourself. You are accepted in the Beloved. And he wants to stir your faith, to stir your hope, to know that as long as you have breath in your body, you are so priceless and important to the Lord. You're part of one of those costly living stones that Jesus died for to build up that habitation not made with hands. A holy temple groweth unto the Lord. That is the body of Christ. And he alone is the head. And he alone has all the answers, and it is he alone that we take our directions and instructions and understanding, receive our understanding from. Sometimes he doesn't give understanding. That's the point of faith, beloved. If you had to understand everything, you wouldn't need faith to trust God, right? Oh, I see. Okay, let me see. Give me a detailed plan and an agenda of what you want me to do, God. Well, he doesn't do that many times. Sometimes he does, as he decrees, as he sees the importance. But many times some of you right now, you feel like you're walking in the dark. You feel like you don't have a clue. Oh, you don't maybe verbalize it, but way down deep in your heart, you don't know, God, what do you want me to do? Lord, I feel like I'm just sitting on a shelf. You've given me gifts. I know that. I know some of them. I don't know all of them. I want to pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, there are those that are just sort of going around in circles. Lord, they feel frustrated. I bind that spirit of confusion, that spirit of frustration. Father, I speak peace right now. God, you are their Father. If any man hear my voice and open up the door, we are your sheep, Lord. And you said, my sheep hear my voice and none other will they follow. Lord, I believe the word of God. I believe that Jesus didn't lie. I believe he meant what he said and said what he meant. And so, Father, right now, I release a peace, a ceasing from striving. And Lord, that they will know that you've heard this prayer, that they are in agreement with me. If two or three agree as touching anything on earth, that's why I always give you an invitation to write, share your prayer requests, beloved, because there's power in agreeing prayer. And right now we're praying for direction, for understanding, for revelation, for guidance, not only in the general sense, but Lord, down to practicality, so that everyone's in a different place. Lord, everyone has some grasp, some understanding to some measure. Some don't have a clue, but Father, it is your will to make known your will to us. So Father, I release that right now from the heavens, Father, that they will assume and move into that place you have ordained and desired for them, for the glory of your name. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. So, beloved, as we explore this amazing subject in the Word of God, perfection, we have to bear in mind that it's not only a command of the Lord. Isn't that what Jesus said? Be therefore perfect. Oh, my goodness. But obviously, it is a possibility. I want you to get a hold of this, beloved. It's more than a possibility. It will become an actuality. It will become experiential as we fully trust him, as we believe, that's where faith comes in, and as we do, as we act upon his word. Praise God. Well, all right. So we're talking about perfection. What does it mean? Let's just understand the terms we're using. According to Webster, and those of you who've been with me for years, you know I love definitions. Webster defines it as being without fault or defect. Secondly, it means exact or precise, such as a perfect weight. Something is exactly 16 ounces, which is a pound. And also thirdly, it means complete. Perfection, the noun, means the highest degree of excellence. And sometimes I know it might boggle the mind, but that's what the Holy Spirit's after. That's God's plan. We're going to be with Him, and we will be with Him throughout eternity. Jesus is coming back. We're coming back with Him. And He's not taken away that original kingdom mandate that we are to rule and reign with Him on the earth. Adam and Eve were given that charge to subdue the earth, to have dominion, authority over every living thing, the plants, the animals. And God is, He's never lost sight of that. Just because we sinned and blew it, our first parents, He already had a plan in action. It was called Jesus Christ. The Word was in the beginning. The Word became flesh. The Word was God and dwelt among us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I think, well, my time has just flown this week. I've just so enjoyed sharing this with you because I feel, I sense the heart of God. And so next week, we're going to start looking at the first meaning of that word perfect, which means to be without fault or defect. And we're going to look at the ramifications and complications, if you will, of that. And the Word will help us resolve it all. Praise God. Lord, we just thank You for this time. Father, we pray that You will just create such a hunger in our hearts for more of Jesus, that we want to glorify Him in and through our lives. Lord, that we will be bond slaves to You, and that will be our highest aspiration, our highest goal, to love You with all of our hearts, to be that kingdom of priests and kings that will give all, or cast our crowns before You, that You may receive all the glory, because Jesus, You are worthy. We love You. Lord, be with every individual. Lord, be with them through this weekend. Bless them in their local churches. Anoint the pastors. And Father, bring us back together again at this same time in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I love you. The announcer give our contact information. Please write. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.